I know that if I hadn't have had the surgery when I had done, I wouldn't be here anymore.
I think we will look back and just think it was barbaric.
These are just two out of hundreds of thousands of women in the UK who suffer from premenstrual dysphoric disorder. It's a hormonal condition known as PMDD, which occurs a week or so before a woman's period, causing severe mental health symptoms. I've been speaking to Laura, who suffers from the condition.
Just hell, really. Just absolute, like, the whole world had been pulled out from underneath my feet. And either just too many feelings, like anxiety and overwhelm, or just feeling completely depressingly numb to everything and feeling like everyone would be better without me.
LBC has been hearing from women who have had hysterectomies to alleviate their PMDD symptoms, often out of sheer desperation. Laura underwent the life-changing surgery in her 30s.
I don't really feel like it was a decision. It was like, okay, this is the last thing left. You know, so do we try it? And I remember being pretty scared. It's like, you know, there's no guarantee it will work. So it was like either that or I'm not going to make it much longer. So what do I do? Do you roll the dice and take a chance? Or do you keep going as you're going, which is not really living? I would have the surgery every month over living with PMDD. It was a walk in the park compared to what we go through.
Like Laura, Nicole had her womb and ovaries removed after a severe mental health episode related to PMDD landed her in hospital. As a young woman, she was left with no choice but to give up her ability to have children.
It shouldn't get to a point where a 23-year-old is sacrificing their fertility in order to live. With surgery as well, it's not a cure. You're sacrificing your fertility to swap PMDD for surgical menopause. If taking everything away would give me a better quality of life, it would be that over bringing a child into the world.
To find out more, I got in touch with Dr. Michael Craig, a leading psychiatrist specialising in the condition. He's seen an increasing number of referrals for hysterectomies at his clinic.
Certainly some people who have come to the clinic asking for that more out of desperation, saying, please, can you take everything out because I'm feeling as dreadful as I am premenstrually. I've not had anyone as young as 16 going through a hysterectomy and oophorectomy, but I have had people in their late teens very occasionally, because their condition is so severe and because nothing else has worked, finding themselves in that place.
A Department for Health spokesperson said premenstrual dysphoric disorder is a painful condition and women deserve to have it taken seriously. They say they're investing £80 million to give GPs faster access to specialist advice, including for gynaecology. For the estimated 1 in 50 women across the UK living with PMDD, the call for better recognition and support continues.